Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. And today our guests are playwright Adamola Bello and director Vivian Melda, who is here to talk about The Black Cockerel, which is a new play which will open this Wednesday at Out North. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's get started. Just tell us, The Black Cockerel is a new play, a world premiere, and what's it about?
The play is about a Cold War in Angola. It was set in 1985 and 1992 when the United States government sent the young Jack Abramoff to support a UNITA movement by a guerrilla fighter, Jonas Avimbi. So Jonas Avimbi was fighting the MPLA movement, a popular movement for the liberation of Angola, the government in Angola that was being funded by the Soviet Union and Cuba. So then they organized this anti-Soviet Union and anti-communist summit in Angola, where they invited the Mujahideens of Afghanistan. And
Wow, there's so many connections here. It's funny you mentioned Jack Abramoff, and with all that scandal and everything about the campaign contributions, they never mentioned that he was a CIA. He was a spook, or he was down there working. And this is part of the proxy wars that took place all around the Third World and are still taking place, well, especially during the Cold War. Very interesting political intrigue.
It's very intriguing. When Adamola asked me to direct the show, I found out that I didn't know a heck of a lot, and I don't think when I mentioned the play and the time period, there's a few people that had some recognition of hearing of some of this, but you know, there's a lot that we didn't hear about. So I had to do a lot of research to prepare the actors for just having the background of the political chaos that was going on in that country.
It was awful.
Jack Abramoff was at the time working with Louis Lehrman, Citizens for America, which was considered a think tank, very conservative Republicans at the time. Abramoff was about 27, I believe, out of college, and Reagan administration sent him over to do some deals. Found out that he did even wrote a movie. Called The Red Scorpion. In fact, there's Red Scorpion 1 and 2. And he got financing.
Like a John Grisham novel or something. Mm-hmm.
He got financing from South African government to do his at the time. So,
So you see you have a good cast here.
Oh, yes. We have Earl Smith is going to play Jonas Avimbi.
And he is the president of Angola?
No, he is not the president of Angola. He aspires to be the president of Angola. He is the leader of the guerrilla
movement. The people's movement.
Yes. It was UNITA, which is National Union for the Total Independence of Angola. Angola was a Portuguese colony until 1975, I believe. They got their independence at the time. And so Savimbi was kind of offered a position with MPLA, which was the current government. It was led by José Eduardo dos Santos. And I think dos Santos continues to be the leader.
He's still the president of Angola, actually. Mm-hmm. He's been there for a long time. He's one of the longest-serving African head of states. So the problem with Savimbi was that initially was like a freedom fighter. He fought for the independence of Angola, but he was so ambitious, he really wanted to become the president of his country. So he refused all peace deals, peace talk, to share power with the Angolan president. He believed himself that he's so smart becoming to play a second fiddle role.
Sure. That's great for drama, because you have hubris at the wheel here, and everybody thinks they're, you know, wonderful, and then they get their comeuppance, or even if they don't deserve it, all kinds of dramatical things ensue. Yeah. And Adamola, we first met you in, you're from Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
And we first met you about 10 years ago at the Valdez Conference. Is that right?
It was actually 8 years ago in 2001.
That's okay. What they say. I didn't think it was 10 years.
Well, around that. Yeah, I usually guess less, but usually it's more, so I try to compensate for that. And you since have had residency in New York. You attended the Juilliard program for playwriting and have had a career as a writer here in the States.
I went to New York University. Actually, I got my MFA in dramatic writing at Tisch School of the Arts, so I was lucky I got 2-year fellowship. Though prior to that, I went to Juilliard as a sitting student. So in 2001, before I attended NYU in 2002 and 2004, where I got my MFA, it was a very good program because we were 10 students in the class, and I was the only black student in the program at the time.
Well, that's congratulations. Mm-hmm. And then you got in touch with Vivian to do this new play at Out North. And Vivian, you're the director. How did that union come about?
Well, we've kept in contact throughout the years, actually. when I met Adamola in Valdez, my sister kind of took him under mm-hmm. her wing. And so mm-hmm. through my sister, who's now lives in Arizona, Adamola got in touch with me when he was looking at having his play produced in Alaska. So he stayed with us for a few weeks and mm-hmm. Ended up going to Fairbanks and ultimately asked me to direct the show here at mm-hmm. Out North, and so we worked it.
mm-hmm. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Adamola Bello and Vivian Melde to talk about the world premiere of The Black Cockerel at Out North next week.
Yeah. And so this play, it's a three-person play. We have Earl Smith in it, and who else is in it?
Stuart Matthews plays the young Jack Abramoff, and Darren Williams plays Tito Chingunji, who is the foreign secretary for the UNITA movement and worked directly for Jonas Savimbi. Also, they were longtime friends. And ultimately, Savimbi ended up murdering Tito Chingunji in real life and held his family hostage for, I believe, 7 years. Basically, Chingunji
was... He held his family hostage for 7 years?
Yes, he did.
Wow, that's kind of a...
It was brutal. And in fact, the murders were brutal. Eventually, his family was murdered, ordered by the chief executioner for Savimbi, General Kami Pena. And just reading about what happened to his family is very brutal. Mm-hmm. And it really illustrates how horrible Savimbi ended up being.
And all this horror takes place because what kind of treasure lies beneath the earth of Angola that first world countries need? What is it? Is it uranium or titanium?
Oil,
or
oil? Diamonds.
Angola is a very rich nation because after my country, Nigeria, Angola is the second largest producer of crude oil in Africa. So it has large oil reserves and diamond. So and then Savimbi was able to control like 40% of the population, and he was using diamond money and oil to finance his movement. Mm-hmm. And since it's also he was getting the support of the United States government at the time, so he was getting money from the CIA and other people. So he was using every means at his that was available to him to finance the war.
As a longtime and devoted listener to KSKA, especially the news programs, I've been following this slightly, gradually, probably better than most people who don't listen to KSKA down through the years. And it just got so confusing and so brutal. I almost began to tune it out because there didn't seem to be any solution for that poor country.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interest, especially in the petroleum industry with Angola. And surprisingly, I believe Angola produces or we receive Angolan imports more in volume than the Middle East, which I was very surprised to hear. Mm-hmm. So it's important country.
A lot of stuff of course, is kept in the shadows. All these, interventions, and when you talk about the CIA, in any given moment, the CIA is, working their magic all over the world covertly, and all kinds of things. And that's what this play talks about. I'm interested in Jack Abramoff's role. So he was sent there as a young, as an agitator, as a go-between, a liaison between the industry and the politics, and kind of a deal maker.
Yes, absolutely. He was helping finance UNITA. He was the connection between the Reagan and Bush administration with UNITA. Also, when he was sent over there, he was working with South African, at the time, apartheid government under P.W. Botha. So South African government also had, financial support.
Stakes in it. And as far as the drama of the play itself goes, I mean, I can't imagine, you don't want to give it away. I assume there's a happy ending.
No.
No. No, it's Africa.
No.
No such thing as a happy ending.
I think what one can get from the play is the realization of what was really going on, in that continent, and how the war really devastated a lot of things, and how one particular person was able to, a whole nation to ransom because of his own ambition, and he was able to got away with a lot of things because he was getting the support of the superpower. I mean, he came to the White House in 1986. He was given a red carpet treatment by President Reagan. So until after Savimbi actually died in real life, the United States government policy did not really shifted in Angola. So when he died, it was then that, they later re-examined their own policy towards Angola. But after the collapse of the Soviet Union, so there was a sense that let's disengage, from a UNITA movement. Let's have a new approach in Angola. But, the bad things was already done. Savimbi killed 600,000 people of his own people, so during the Civil War, that took place in Angola, and a lot of health issues.
Well, I'm eager to see how you can manage to do all of this politics with only three characters. However, we're running out of time, and so I just have to thank you for coming, Edamola Bello and Vivian Melde. We will look forward to your play next week, Wednesday through Saturday.
That's right, the 3rd through the 6th.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Valley Performing Arts presents Anne of Green Gables in Wasilla. This show opens, it's running right now, and it concludes on June the 7th. It runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sundays at the McIntyre Theater in Wasilla. For tickets, call VPA at 373-0195, or you can go to their website, www.valleyperformingarts.org.
At Cyrano's, Our Tone runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 through May 31st. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
The Last Frontier Theater Conference takes place again this year, June 13th through the 20th at the Valdez Civic Center in Valdez, Alaska. For information and registration, call 907-834-1614. That's 834-1614 in Valdez, or you can go to pwscc.edu. And that's the site that will tell you all about this year's theater conference in Valdez.
And finally, Out North presents The Black Cockerel, a world premiere by Edamola Bello. This show will be here four nights only, June 3rd through 6th. That's Wednesday through Saturday at Out North Theater at 7 p.m. For tickets or more information, go to www.outnorth.org or call 279-3800.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.